I'm telling you, I was thinking this morning about everything. I thought, good night, y'all. Thinking about not everybody coming to church, it kills me. It kills me. All I've done is go to church since I was 18 years old. I've never seen a time when I couldn't go to church. And I mean, we can still come, but not freely and more the better and all that like it's always been. So let's pray about that as you take your Bibles tonight. Turn to the book of Revelation chapter 13. I'm going to start there tonight. And I'm going to begin to bring you the beginning part of this message this evening. I want you to listen carefully. We're going to dig in a little deep here this evening. And so take your Bibles, look at Revelation chapter 13, and we'll look at verse number 11. A beast come up out of the earth. A beast represents a king or a kingdom in the Bible in prophecy. And he does great wonders in verse 13. That's 13:13. Look out for the 13s. And deceives them that dwell on the earth. Had power to give life in verse 15. And he causeth all to have that mark, small and great, free, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. Now, 17, here's what we'll talk about tonight. And that no man might buy or sell. All marketing, all trade, all groceries, all gas, all tires, all insurance. You cannot buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding, that's us, count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man, and his number is 66. Now, I want to preach tonight on the subject, the coronavirus and the cashless society. For years and years and years and years and years, I and thousands of other Bible preachers have preached that the day will come when you won't handle currency like dollars and change, $10 bills, $20 bills, $100 bills, so forth and so on. It was laughed at for many, many years. The last 15 years, people changed their mind on that a little bit and can see it coming. Now, what's happened just in the past 2 weeks is pushing it to the forefront in a serious way in America like we've not seen before. Now, there's nothing wrong with money. The only thing wrong about money is loving it. Money can't do good or bad. Your attitude towards it is what makes it good or bad. Now, I read this. I'm sure some of you have read this. In just 2 months, just like God did with the plagues of Egypt, the Lord has taken away everything we worship in this country, except food. God said, you want to worship athletes? I'll shut down your stadiums. You want to worship musicians? I'll shut down the civic centers. You want to worship actors? I'll shut down the theaters. You want to worship money? I'll shut down the economy and collapse the stock market. You don't want to go to church and worship me? I can make it to where you can't go to church. Those words are eerie in the day that you and I are living in. Now, emergencies and tragedies are ways to enslave people. The best way to enslave people is let an emergency come and say, because of this, we have to do this, 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 this. And by the way, after every emergency and tragedy, you lose a little bit of your liberties. Like 9/11. And 9/11 is not a drop in a bucket to this. It was bad, and I'm not belittling it for the people in New York. But for the most part, it didn't affect our lives one way or the other. This is getting everybody. Now, life was never the same after 9/11, especially if you traveled. I hated going to the airport and everything. Still do on account of 9/11. I mean, you have to take your belt off. You have to take your shoes off. I mean, it's ridiculous what you have to do. All the world changed and never go back. And it's going to this time too. The world probably will not be the same when or if this is over with. For example, they're saying that the old custom of handshaking will probably be a thing of the past. I can live with that, couldn't you? I ain't no big deal to me. But little things like that, well, it's going to change our lives probably forever. Now, let me say something about this evening. I want to say a couple things about conspiracy, because you're going to think that I'm talking about a conspiracy this evening, and I am. Whenever somebody says something, oh, are you a conspiracy theorist? And here's the answer to that. You know me. I'm like this on everything. I believe the Bible. And the Bible talks about conspiracies more than 25 times in the Bible. So if you don't believe in conspiracies, you're not a Bible believer. And I can prove that to you tonight. Haman conspired against Mordecai the Jew. In Genesis 37:18, the Bible said Joseph's brothers conspired against him. Right? The Bible said that Ahithophel against in 2 Samuel, Saul conspired against David, and the big conspirator is the devil. The devil said one time, he said, I will ascend. I will make my throne like God. I will do it. He made a conspiracy against God. So there are conspiracies. Now, am I overboard crazy conspiracy theorist? No. There are some people that believe everything is a conspiracy, and they're wrong. There are some people who believe nothing is a conspiracy, and they're wrong. What the Bible said, we're right smack in the middle of the road, just like I am on everything else. Truth, right down the middle, brother. I don't believe everything you hear is a conspiracy. I don't believe. There's some stuff people put out there. I say, I don't know about that. Might be true. I'm very reluctant to believe a lot of that stuff. But you never know. I mean, it could be, well, worse than you think. I'm gonna tell you about some people tonight. A man you need to be looking for tonight by the name of Bill Gates. And most people know who Bill Gates is and the thing that he said about depopulation. I'm gonna show that to you in a little bit. And we'll show you some other things. They come out with a quote the other day. Bill Gates will use microchip implants to fight the coronavirus. Business is our businesses will eventually have digital information on who has been vaccinated and who has not been vaccinated by an implantable tattoo embedded in the skin with quantum dots on it in your body. They call that the ID 2020. There's a lot of talk about ID 2020. But before we get into that tonight, let's talk about Bible numerology. I gave you the number of the beast a minute ago. It's 666. If you are even a amateur Bible student, you know about Bible numerology. Numbers in the Bible and represent certain things or teaching or belief. That's very, very evident. The number 6 represents man. So 666 is the perfect trinity, the best man can possibly do, the greatest, most talented, most gifted, most charismatic, most smartest man the world's ever produced will be Mr. 666 himself. There are 18 types of the Antichrist in the Bible. So I'm not like Nebuchadnezzar, like Sennacherib, like that guy that had Adonikin was with 666 children, and all the way through back in the Old Testament, Nebuchadnezzar, the beast, and all of that stuff. Those are types of the Antichrist. Some people go back into history and they'll try to make Hitler the Antichrist. They'll try to make Henry Kissinger the Antichrist. I don't go for all of that stuff. Though there can be a forerunner of the Antichrist himself. Now, the number 7 in the Bible is the number of completion. Anybody that knows Bible understands that. You understand the number 1 clearly represents God. There is one God. The number 2 clearly in the Bible represents division, a separating like that. The number 3 in the Bible clearly represents a trinity. God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. The devil, the perfect Trinity. The devil, the Father. The devil, the Antichrist. The devil, the unclean spirit. All three, a picture and a counterfeit of God. Man is body, soul, and spirit. Three. And then you can go on and on and on, on with that. Three parts about everything. And so the number three represents a Trinity. The number four represents the world. North, south, east, west. Winter, spring, summer, fall, a whole bunch of stuff like that. You can go on and on. The number five represents the teaching of grace or death or both, depending on how you study it. The number six represents man. The number seven represents completion. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Seven. There's seven notes on that piano. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti. Them black notes are half notes, and in between, flats and sharp. Seven notes. Everything Mozart ever composed, he made it out of those seven notes. There are seven colors. We go into all of that. The primaries, base, and secondaries, and the other color above, orange, red, you know, stuff like that, and mixture of those. Now, the number eight in the Bible represents new beginning, always has. Very evident in the Bible. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7, 8, Sunday again. Starting all over. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, 7, do again. Just an octave up from the first do. Now, the numerical value of Hebrew words, you understand that? In Hebrew, all the letters have a numerical value. Like A would be this, B would be that, Aleph, you know what they call it, Alpha and Omega, and that's Greek, I think, right? But anyway, in Hebrew, I don't know a whole lot of Hebrew. I know one, he runs a little restaurant over yonder. Did you know they represent letters? So you match letters with numbers. Now, did you know that the numerical value of the name Jesus is 888, just by some strange coincidence. New beginning, new beginning, new beginning. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The eighth day, new beginning. When Noah and his family got in the ark, when they come out to populate, there was eight people all over, starting over. A brand new start, new beginning, the number eight. Now, the letter in Hebrew, did you know that the letter W in Hebrew is number six? So you got www.com everywhere. World Wide Web. Numerical value, 666. Strange coincidence. Your body temperature, there's a 98.6. That is exactly 66.6 above freezing. You see things all over. Is that just an accident? You know, so, here's some kind of weird. They're talking about this 6-foot rule, social distancing. Just a thought, I don't know. Interesting. And why not 5? Why not 7? 6. Observe that 6. Yeah, watch out. Now listen, the Antichrist will take over this world by charm and terror. Charm and terror. This is a step toward a one world government. This, what we're seeing now, the coronavirus, I am not saying it was man-made. It might have been. There's a lot of stuff that, I mean, you know, who knows? I'm not saying it is or it ain't. I hope and pray, surely the Lord, it ain't. But people believe, a lot of people believe it is. And I ain't making that judgment because I don't know. But either way you look at it, the elite in this world who want population reduced and who want a one world government is jumping on this, brother, like stink on a dog, saying, let's take advantage of this change to bring in our elite globalistic plan. That's why they hate politicians that are not globalists. A globalist is somebody that believes we're not supposed to be watch out for America. We're supposed to help other countries. And I'm not against helping other countries. Don't quit listening to demons. I'm just saying we should take care of our families and our country where we can help other people. You're not supposed to take from rich people and give to poor people. That's what Robin Hood did. That don't work because it never has worked. That's socialism. That's communism. But that's what's coming for a one world government. Now, COVID-19 said it is real. I don't believe it's fake. I believe it is real. I believe people really are sick. I believe people really are dying. I'm not crazy. But there's no other emergency in the world could have closed stadiums and shut down ball games. Nothing else could have done this. If we'd have went to war with another country, it wouldn't have affected by sports one bit here in this country. This is the one thing that's happened that's got the whole world in its grip and in its fear, and people who want that to start with take advantage of it. Now, just like I remember when this first happened a few weeks ago, and I'm just telling you my opinion right now. When this first happened a few weeks ago, I remember thinking, they were saying, we might have to shut it up to where people can't go nowhere. I remember saying, you'll never get Americans to do that. Honest to goodness, I have been shocked at how most people have just went along with whatever they're saying. And I am too. But I figured there'd be riots, people blowing each other in the streets, looting stores, and they might be someplace they're just not reporting it. But I'm telling you, I've been surprised. Haven't y'all been a little bit surprised at how just without question, most people just obey? It's a test, man. It's a test run to see how we're gonna comply. Because the next time the devil, the main conspirator, is getting us ready for the bigger test that's coming. Starts out 250 people can only gather. Then it comes down to 100 people can only gather. Then down to 50 people can only gather. Now it's 10 says get you like Lot, Abraham and Sodom. They just can find 50 rights. Can you find 40? Got him on down to 10. Except it's the other way around. And what we're seeing is little by little. You know how you get people to go along with something? Get them used to it little at a time. Little at a time. Now, brother, when it comes to the point where you can't buy nothing and you can't sell nothing and you can't feed your family and you can't get rid of a disease without a chip that has the vaccine in it or can't get the vaccine without the chip, buddy, 99% of this world will fall down and worship the beast. That's what's coming. You say, Brother Danny, what you're doom and gloom? No. I have a very bright future and outlook. We have the blessed hope that Jesus is going to come and the trumpet sound and snatch us out of here. The future's bright. The only thing is it just ain't down here. The only way you could monitor and track citizens is by a chip, but yeah, I'm not saying the chip's the mark of the beast. I'm not saying the coronavirus is the mark of the beast. Somebody put that on, and that's silly. The mark of the beast is a mark. It ain't a disease. The Antichrist probably will have some kind of power to heal it, the diseases that's coming. There's coming in tribulation sores on people. And could be that he'll say, well, if you will comply, you'll be healed. And that may be the case. Maybe there'll be an incentive. I don't know. What I'm going to show you now is how we're moving to a cashless society. So when I get this ready here, Wes, you can go ahead and start turning them down back there. Make sure I got sound and everything. And I'm going to show just real short here, just stuff that's happened just this past week. Did you know real soon, they're trying to get it where that money in your pocket is not what you use to buy stuff with. Now, the coronavirus has propelled that, sped it up in a mighty, mighty way. One of our congressmen or whatever she is, old Maxine Vaccine Waters, has introduced a bill this week, pretty good, huh? that introduced a bill this week that we should consider digital money and currency. All right, let me just make sure I got a picture, and you can go ahead and get the rest of it off. All right, let's see here. Here we go. Go ahead.
Somewhere in the near future, physical money will become like these, relics of a different age, and will only be found in places like this. In other words, hard cash will disappear. It will become electronic, transferred by things like these. So what's the rush to get rid of cash? And what's the cost?
What does a cashless society mean? Now, what's the reason? Did you know there's all kinds of restaurants and places in America right now that's refusing to take cash because of the coronavirus? Because it's filthy. Bible calls it filthy lucre. It's dirty. So there's a lot of businesses right now, the ones that are allowed to open, are saying you have to pay online with a credit card only or just online. Watch this. Okay.
Operating in cash costs countries about 0.5% of their GDP every year. But cost isn't the only incentive to move towards a cashless future.
Demand is rising. Primarily demand from young generations who are looking for fast, easy-to-use means of payments.
Digital.
He's hard to understand, but he said younger Americans are looking for a fast, easy way to pay.
Hence, aren't as easy.
Fraud, so we will have less of that undemocratic.
Those putting them fake. Did you know that China has 600 million of these things built, face recognition cameras? And you know, Bill Gates, that I'm going to talk about in a minute, has strong connections with Wuhan, China. You know, the virus, when it came to America, came to up there near in Washington, interestingly, where Bill Gates is from. Just by coincidence or near that area. That's what I've heard. I'm not making no accusations against nobody. That's something to think about. That's something to think about. These face, that's so when you walk in the store, that camera immediately recognizes your face. They're already doing that here in this country for keep fraud and keep theft and stuff like that, kidnapping, stuff like that. Now, once that mark is in that forehead, it will know immediately, even if you've been vaccinated or you're not. You know how they're going to know who's got the viruses during the tribulation? If you've been vaccinated. You know how they're going to know if you've been vaccinated? That chip will reveal it. Whether you have protection or not.
Wants to control citizens more closely. They will try to infer.
Many countries are fast moving towards a cashless society. In Sweden, the number of retail cash transactions per person has fallen by 80% in the past.
You hear that? In Sweden, cash has fallen by 80%. People buying stuff just in the last few years.
10 years. The trend is even evident in far more cash-loyal societies. China's digital payments rose from 4% of all payments in 2012 to 34%.
And that's 2017. That's 3 years ago.
17. The trend is inevitable, but a gradual transition is key.
It's important that we are...
This is just the latest evolution of money in the modern economy. But it raises a fundamental question. What is the value of money if it doesn't physically exist?
That's a good question. That's a good question. What's the value of money if it doesn't physically exist? What's going to happen is you're just running a whole economy off just numbers on pieces of paper. Of course, you've heard for years, you know, if everybody went down to the bank and said, I want my money, they ain't enough money to give everybody their money. And the Bible talks about in the Old Testament about the time when money failed. Money failed. Now, here we go. Watch this.
Towards cashless societies is well underway. But governments need to ensure that as cash is phased out, the vulnerable in society aren't left behind.
Coin, some facets of the U.S.
Some facets of the United States government have finally indicated, and this just happened this past week.
Have finally indicated that they are seriously considering the creation of a digital dollar, a move that many say could validate cryptocurrencies, especially BTC.
Now you geniuses can figure out that cryptocurrencies. There's a lot of talk about that. And the BTC, that's a Bitcoin or whatever they call that. Monday. Oh, dear.
According to a Bloomberg Law report released of representatives.
Monday. This was just this past Monday. Democrats in the House of Representatives are seriously
considering the creation of a system of digital wallets in which a digital dollar, unfortunately not Bitcoin, would be stored.
Which a digital dollar with this stimulus money that they said all you have to do, punch a button, Jeff would have it in his account, Derek would have it in his account, Sue Ann would have it in her account, just like that. Get rid of cash. Cash is filthy anyway. Now's a good time to push it.
This intent was revealed in a legislative text published Monday by the House Financial Services Committee Chairwoman
Maxine Waters is the one that introduced this. Look, they've tried to get it included into the stimulus. And it got shot down, thank God. But then they introduced another bill.
Waters. The text, or at least one related, defined the term digital dollar as one of two things. One, a balance expressed as a dollar value consisting of digital ledger entries. And
can you understand that? It's not really a dollar. It's a number in a ledger that represents a dollar.
An electronic unit of value redeemable by an eligible financial institution. The idea with this, of course, is that it would be much easier to enact the Hill's proposed stimulus plan against economic disaster to give every American thousands of dollars through a digital system rather than through a physical system of, say, checks.
In other words, instead of writing checks and mail them, wait on 3 weeks, ding! Now you see how easy that sounds. Don't y'all get me wrong, and don't you crazy people on the internet take what I'm saying wrong. I'm not saying this is Mark the Beast. I'm saying the devil, the spirit of iniquity that's already working in this world, is using this situation to push his plan through of a one world government, one world dictatorship, and a one world monetary system. You'd have to be blind not to see that.
As in the Bitcoin space have already dubbed this a central bank.
They've already called it central bank
currency, though have been sure not to call it a cryptocurrency.
Talking about a central bank digital currency, because that's exactly the direction that China.
That's the way China's going? Why do we have to do what China does? Who cares what China does? Made in China's took on a new feeling here in the last few days, ain't it? I don't hate Chinese people, but they have a communistic government, people. It's not what we are. It's not what we need. Listen to this guy talk. This is just the other day on C-SPAN.
To go with the digital one.
The United States Federal Reserve System is exploring the development of a...
His voice is off the sound a little bit. Don't let that bother you. The Federal Reserve is doing this while we're sitting here tonight.
Bank digital currency and what issues and risks it could potentially pose.
Healthcare.
Now, listen to this. Look at this prophecy. First, we've got a population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. This was several years ago. It's headed up to 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health, kill the babies, and health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. The global elite believe through health, through abortion, through contraceptives, through all that, we can lower the population by 10 or 15%. They've always wondered. Look at those Georgia stones down there in Georgia. Read that. They want to maintain population under a certain amount so that certain people can enjoy the world. Now, let's see who said this. Bill Gates. February of 2010. Bill Gates said if we do a real good job with vaccines, we could lower the population by 10 or 15%. Sort of weird, huh? And there's the ID 2020. What in the world is that up yonder? Death angel? What in the world is that doing? It's an ID 2020 summit meeting. Have no idea what that is up yonder. Watching over them. Here we go, y'all. We're on our way. The Lord warned us and warned us and warned us. John said it was going to come. And brother, we are there tonight. We find ourselves going 20 miles an hour toward the Great Tribulation.
Be implanted under the skin of every single American.
Walk into a store, grab what you want, and just go.
Here's how they'll sell it. Don't that seem convenient? Walk to the grocery store, just pick up what you want, and walk out.
What if we could weave the most advanced machine learning, computer vision, and AI into the very fabric of a store so you never have to wait in line? No lines, no checkout, no registers. Welcome to Amazon Go. Use the Amazon Go app to enter. Then put away your phone and start shopping. Oh, well, how does it work? Just walk out technology. Once you've got everything you want, you can just go. When you leave, our Just Walk Out technology adds up your virtual cart and charges your Amazon account. Your receipt is sent straight to the app, and you can keep going. Amazon Go. No lines, no checkout. No, seriously.
See how cool that is? That's cool, isn't it? Listen, if I didn't know the Bible and I wouldn't save, I'd say, sign me up. Yeah. And that ain't the mark of the beast. I'm not preaching that's the mark of the beast. If you don't do that, that's okay with me. But I'm telling you, if that ain't a step toward it, brother, my name ain't Danny. You're not going to tell me that's complete coincidence. When I've been reading that Bible 40 years, and we preached that 30 years ago, we used to preach a long time ago, the time's going to come when you just walk out of the store and people say, yeah, whatever. That's a science fiction movie. It's common now. People do it all the time. Listen, buddy, we're there. We're at the jumping off place. Prepare to meet God, friend. If you're not saved or watching online, get ready to meet Jesus. Get your family ready. Get your house in order. The Lord's coming back. Look at this.
Older heavy metals like slash.
The devil's hitting the kids with this side, old Slash there.
From Guns and
Look at that. Britney Spears, 666 on her shirt. Gomez with a little smiley, 666 on her shirt. Emma Roberts back with a 666. Kylie Jenner. Why would a kid like that in Hollywood put 666 on his shirt? The spirit of iniquity that works in this world is using these people to condition the minds of our younger generation. Get ready for it. Get used to it. Are you listening to me? Look at that. That crazy nut don't even know what that means.
It's followers.
Showing the 666 sign with her hand. Look at that. They say the end is at hand with that all-seeing eye in the midst of the hand. Lord have mercy. Can you see it? Yes, sir, they sure will. Flight 666, Satan's Child, 3 sixes on these CDs and album covers. 666, Route 666, 3-6 Mafia, Satan at a rapper's cover. The movies are, why would you do that? Isn't that weird? One of the weirdest things I've told y'all since I've been up here tonight is that www. World Wide Web, 666. It's hidden in plain sight. It's there, but it's not there. It's slowly creeping in, and the average person says, that's because the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them, they'll get saved by the grace of God. Mark Abbott, look at that guitar player. Disney even with it, with the marks on. Now look, you that are watching online tonight, I guarantee you there'll be thousands of people that will probably see this, many of which are not saved. There's your choices. There are two doors that you can go. One is straight and narrow. The Lord said, narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. Because broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. And brother, most of the people tonight are just like blind herds of cattle following the multitudes. Just following the crowd. Whatever the government says, whatever that says, we'll just go. And you know, by the way, did you know, I read an article. I don't have it on video where I can show you, but I can show you on my phone, where that they were saying that the resistors, they said the people that resist this cashless society are Christians. They said the people are Christians because they, quote, they, talking about us, they believe that it has a connection with Bible prophecy about some kind of mark of the devil or something like that. In other words, we are in their way. We are standing between them and their goals for this world. And so the Lord gonna take us out of the way. Amen. Sooner the better, brother. I'm going to flip the switch. Ain't no coronavirus in glory. And I'm glad, brother, we're going to a place where we'll never get sick, never have to worry about a sin or a problem or a kids or anything. I've been praying the protection of God over our family. I've been praying the protection of God over our church. I've been begging God, Lord, I don't want to go without seeing our people at church. Lord, I miss them. I hope all you people miss me like I miss you. I miss all of y'all. I love our church. I love Secret. I love going to revivals and everything. And now we're having to do without it. But thank God there's a better day coming. Thank God we're going home one day where we'll never have to worry about any of this mess again. There's two ways for you to go. One's heaven. The other is hell. Which way will you go? Don't follow the multitude. Don't follow the crowd to the lake of fire. There's no mercy in hell. You can't ever get out where you're tormented day and night. Here's most people tonight. That's the way most people are. Just doing what everybody else does. Listen, friend. There's hell to pay one day at the end of the road. The answer is not in the Democrats. The answer is not in the Republicans. The answer is not in the White House. The answer is in 2 Chronicles 7:14, where if we'll bow and repent and turn to God and do right, and as a nation, as a family, as friends, I'm not talking about to be saved so that God will heal our land. Give our sin. You believe on the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, you can get saved just like that. Just like that. Don't die in your sins. If you're listening to me out there, somewhere in another state this evening, I'm begging you, don't die unless you know you're saved. Please, don't die like you are right now. Don't wind up in the lake of fire. Romans 8:28 said all is sin. You have sin inside you. You're born with it. Come to the Lord. It's appointed a man wants to die. After this, the judgment. Is your name in the book of life? Is your name in the book of life? Right now. If you died right now, I'm trusting the Lord will send this message the other way. I don't want no recognition. You don't even have to put my name on it. I don't care. I'm praying the Lord will send this message to thousands of people whose name is not in the book of life. Let me ask you a question. If you had to die tonight, and you know you had to die, could you say, I remember the time. I know my name is in that book. My name was recorded that night as an 18-year-old boy, Wednesday night, when I fell on my face at Nebo Baptist Church. My name was put. There's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. Phew. White robed angels tell the story. A sinner has come home. There's a new name written down in glory. It can be yours. We may have church members watching online tonight. Kids, teenagers. Deep, deep down inside, you know you've never really, really been saved. This would be a good time to do it. I want you to bow your head. You that are watching online, I want you to bow your head. She's playing softly tonight. I'm going to pray with you. We're done. I'm going to pray with you. Heavenly Father, I ask in Jesus' name that you'd speak to every heart here tonight. Let the truth that I've shown here tonight, the Word of God, penetrate the heart of some sinner. Let them get saved by the grace of God right here tonight. Now, heads are still bowed and eyes closed. If you're here this evening or you're watching or we'll see this in the next few days, I'm going to ask you a question. I've tried to make this a soul-winning close here tonight. Jesus died for your sins. You're a sinner. You've lied. You took God's name in vain. You stole something. You've cussed. You've lusted. You've had pride, jealousy. You're a sinner. Jesus Christ died to pay the price for your sins. Will you let him come into your heart to be your Savior tonight? You say, preacher, what does that mean? That means that if you will believe that Christ died for your sins according to the Scripture and that he rose again according to the Scripture, that's the gospel. He was buried. He's coming back again. It's true. It's true. The whole story's true. You'll accept right now what he did for you on the cross as your payment for your sins. You're saved by the grace of God. That's how you get saved. You get saved by accepting his way out. You didn't make yourself a sinner. You were born that way. You're not responsible for being a sinner. You are responsible for taking God's way out. And his way out is the Lord Jesus Christ. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, Jesus said. Do that right now. You say, Brother Danny, I don't know how. Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I'm sorry for my sins. Lord, I believe you died for my sins. I trust you right now and your work on the cross to pay for my sins. I'm trusting you right now. The Bible said, you'll be saved if you do that. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Father, I pray right now for that one that's believing on you right now. That one out there somewhere, maybe somewhere in another country, I don't know. But right now, you spoke to them through this scripture tonight, this message. I pray you'd help them to settle that issue once and for all and forever and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved by your grace. Well, thank you for what you're doing, what you have done, what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray and for his sake. Amen. All right, we'll get to life. All right. Amen. Get some lights there for me, brother. Amen. All right. Now, we're going to go ahead and go this evening. And then after we dismiss, we'll talk just for a minute after we get them cameras off. Punch him. Let's remember to pray for those that are sick. And y'all, I don't know how this is going to play out. Nobody does but the Lord. Some of them claim they do, but only the Lord knows. You're welcome to look up some of this stuff I dealt with tonight. Don't waste your time. Spend time in the Bible. I'm learning. I've been studying Bible doctrines. I'm studying the rapture. I'm studying giants. I'm studying all kinds of stuff. I would be doing all this youth rally stuff. And we're trying to get work done around the house. I'm doing a lot of, you know, everybody says work from home. I've been making phone calls, calling people, went visiting yesterday, trying to keep up my regular schedule best I can. And so don't forget the plans this week. Tomorrow evening, I start to say, if you ladies want to come and clean with Lord, there ain't a germ in this place. This place been baptized in Clorox. That's good. That's good. My mom would have loved it. She cleaned. She's put Clorox on everything. But if you ladies want to come, anybody wants to come, you get your car washed. We'll cut weeds. We're going to cut this bank down here. And a bunch of them, lawnmowers, weed eaters. Let's get this place looking nice for a big Easter service back out here in the back parking lot. Okay? All right. Go ahead, Nan. You can turn that thing off. Tell me when it's off.